Welcome. This is about the religion of Adam and Eve. Since the creation of Adam and Eve throughout history, just one true religion with one original message has been conveyed repeatedly to mankind to remind people of the message and get them back on track. Many prophets and messengers, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them, were sent by the only true God to convey the same message and to follow the same religion of God. Submission to the will of God is the essence to their message. The word submission means Islam in Arabic. That's right. The Quran confirms that submission to God, or Islam, is the one true religion of Adam and all God's prophets and messengers. The Bible mentions many statements in which Jesus teaches his followers to do the will of God and to keep his commandments. Likewise, the Bible reports these words of the brother of Jesus, James, who also refers to the meaning of Islam. When he says, James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. The word Muslim means a person who submits his or her will to the one true God. Therefore, Muslims are true followers of Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and the rest of the prophets. Peace and blessings be upon them. Allah, God, the creator of the universe and everything in it, created human beings for a noble purpose: to worship Him alone and lead a virtuous life based on His teachings and guidance. However, one cannot fulfill this purpose without receiving guidance from Allah. Allah, the most merciful and just, did not leave us here to wander the earth aimlessly. In order to inform us of our purpose, Allah appointed certain individuals to communicate and demonstrate His message to all mankind. And of course, this leads us to the noble prophets. The prophets are the best example amongst their people in character and righteousness. They lived in obedience to God with excellent morals and were always truthful in speech and conduct. Now, let's go through some verses in the Bible and Quran mentioning the one true God, starting with the Old Testament in the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9, I am God, and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. In 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 20, O Lord, there is none like Thee, neither is there any God besides Thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, I am the first, the last, the only God there is, no other God but me. Now, the one true God in the New Testament, starting with John chapter 17, verse 3, and eternal life means to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, worship the Lord your God and serve only Him. In John chapter 7, verse 16, Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me." Now, the one true God in the Quran. Surah 2, verse 163. "And your God is one God. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him, the most compassionate, the most merciful." Surah 112, verse 1 through 4. "Say, He is Allah, who is one, Allah the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to Him any equivalent." Surah 27, verse 63. "Is there a deity with Allah? High is Allah with whatever they associate with Him." Let's remember the definition of Allah in Arabic is the proper name of the one true God, the Creator. Islam teaches that Allah is the one true God of all humankind. Muslims believe in and respect every prophet sent by God. Muslims also believe in all divine books which were revealed to the prophets. Mindful of the fact that none of these books exist today in their original form aside from the Quran. In the Quran, Surah 3, verse 3, "In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. It is He, Allah, who has sent down the book, Quran, to you, Muhammad, with truth, confirming what came before it, and He sent down the Torah and the Gospel." Torah, referring to the Old Testament, Gospel, referring to the New Testament. The Quran confirms that Islam is the true religion of Adam and Eve and their descendants until the Day of Judgment. Ultimately, to attain salvation, we must receive and believe in these messages willingly and wholeheartedly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is from the series Discover Its Beauty in 7 Minutes, Part 3 of 7, The ABCs of Islam, written by Dr. Naji Ibrahim, also referencing the book Clear Your Doubts About Islam, compiled by Sahih International. This is read by Sandra Leray. Okay. The ABCs of Islam. Islam means submission to the will of the one true God, the Creator. Islam teaches us that the gateway to a happy, content, and eternal life is through believing in Allah, the one true God, and His final prophet Muhammad, and pronouncing this testimony: "I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." Islam also teaches us that simply believing in God and His prophets is not enough to gain peace of mind, happiness, and salvation. We must also carry out the will of Allah through worshiping Him alone, obeying His commandments, and practicing what we believe in. Submission to the will of God is the essence of Allah's message. In the Quran, Allah confirms the true meaning of this submission and the reward prepared for those who believe and do good deeds. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the Garden of Paradise as a lodging. Surah 18, verse 107. Also, the Bible reports the words of the brother of Jesus, James, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." James chapter 2, verse 26. Muslims must not only have faith in Allah, the one true God, but also do good deeds. They obey commandments that Jesus and all the prophets taught and obeyed, such as believing in one true God, praying, prostrating, and kneeling down in worship, fasting, giving alms and charity, saying if God wills, inshallah, for something in the future, and using the greeting of Jesus and the prophets, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. These are just a few examples and pieces of evidence that clearly demonstrate the truth, unity of this magnificent and beautiful religion of all prophets, Islam. Practically speaking, a Muslim or a person who would like to be a Muslim must believe in the 6 articles of faith. Number 1, belief in Allah, God, in His existence, His oneness, in Arabic it's Tawheed, His Lordship, His unique names and attributes, and that He is the only one deserving of worship. The glorious Quran and Prophet Muhammad's sayings taught us about the names and attributes of Allah, the one true God. We can never comprehend the greatness of Allah, but the more we know about Him, the better we can love and worship Him. Here are some names and attributes of Allah. The proper name of God, the Lord, the one true God, the compassionate, the merciful, the creator, the holy, the pure, the blessed, the source of peace and perfection, the judge, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing, the great one, the all-forgiving, the most high, the sublime, the most loving, the most kind, the provider, the truth, and the forbearing. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The absolute qualities of beauty and perfection belong to Allah. Indeed, Allah loves beauty." Number 2, belief in Allah's angels. Number 3, belief in Allah's revelations. The glorious Quran is the final, pure, and authentic word of God sent to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Number 4, belief in all Allah's messengers and prophets, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, John the Baptist, Jesus, and Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon them all. In fact, a Muslim is not a true believer if he or she does not believe in Allah's messengers and prophets. Number 5, belief in the last day, the day of judgment and accountability. All humankind will be judged by Allah according to their faith and actions. After this judgment, who will be admitted to a happy eternal life in paradise, and who will be thrown into the hellfire? May Allah the Most Merciful protect us all from the treacherous hellfire. Amen. Number 6, belief in the destiny decreed by Allah and in His ultimate knowledge of all things. Since the believers trust in Allah, they are satisfied, content, and confident with whatever Allah decrees for them. Whether they perceive it as good or bad, they try not to become depressed or hopeless when crisis or difficulty strike. Instead, they do all they can to improve their situation, but ultimately turn to Allah for help, support, and rewards. This beautiful faith in Allah and His decree brings Muslims peace of mind and contentment in spite of all the aggression, injustice, discrimination they may suffer. The 5 pillars of Islam. In addition to the articles of faith, Islam teaches us to put this faith into practice. In addition to doing good deeds in general, Muslims must practice 5 basic pillars in Islam. Number 1, the Shahada, the testimony of faith. I testify that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. In Arabic, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu Muhammadan ar-Rasulullah. This is the testimony that one needs to pronounce in order to embrace Islam in front of a witness. It sums up the truth, beauty, and simplicity of Islam. Number 2, Salat. Performing prayers 5 times a day. The beauty and power of the prayer brings us spiritual growth, psychological comfort, support, relief, tranquility, and contentment for our own souls, minds, and hearts. The way the prayers are spread across the day and night means we are always reminded of God, Allah. Number 3 is zakat, almsgiving, 2.5% of your wealth to the poor and needy. Zakat purifies our properties and money while at the same time purifies us from greed. Number 4 is Saum, fasting. Saum, fasting, means refraining from all food and drink and marital relations from dawn until sunset throughout the Islamic month of Ramadan. Some of the beautiful benefits and lessons of fasting include an excellent opportunity for us to attain God's mercy and forgiveness, be saved from the hellfire, and obtain eternal life in paradise. We acknowledge and experience the hunger that millions of people in different parts of the world experience involuntarily. This inspires us to share, to empathize, and to be humble, generous, and kind. Fasting also disciplines our behavior and trains us to be patient and self-restrained. Health benefits of fasting: through this process, the body gets rid of toxins and extra fat. Fasting is endorsed as a remedy for various diseases throughout the medical arena. Number 5, Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca that every Muslim must perform once in her or his lifetime, provided they are physically, mentally, and financially able to do so. As with other pillars and tenets of Islam, the beauties, lessons, and benefits of Hajj are many. Millions of believers of all colors and races from all over the world answer the call of Prophet Abraham, who, with his wife Hagar and son Ismail, is associated with many of the rites of Hajj. Wonderful principles and concepts can be seen in action during Hajj, including submission and obedience to Allah, brotherhood, sisterhood in Islam, unity, patience, sacrifice, prayer, charity, and fasting. The annual Hajj witnesses and features the largest and most unique religious gathering of its kind in the world. Remember, a Muslim is one who submits to the will of the one true God, Allah, the Creator. According to Islam, the worship of God means willing obedience to His orders and prohibitions, which besides prayer and other religious obligations include fulfillment of promises and agreements, honesty and precision in work, teaching and counseling, encouraging righteousness, assisting others, opposing injustice, and so on. Worship is the right of the Creator upon His creation. It is based on the perception that everything was brought into existence by God and is dependent upon Him, in whose hand is life and death, benefit, harm, and the outcome of every matter. Further, it is based on the knowledge that man is an accountable being in need of God's continuing guidance and acceptance. Islam confirms that although it is his divine right, God does not gain anything from the worship of his servants, nor is he harmed by their refusal. He ordains worship for the benefits of the worshipper himself, and this benefit is obtained by him or her in both this life and the next. When a believer understands that our Creator and Sustainer deserves to be worshipped, he wants to do so because of his gratitude and love for his Lord, and because it is inherently right and correct. I ask our Creator to bless us all in this life and in the life in the hereafter. Thank you for your time.